So then in 1941, you're 21 years old. Do you remember December 7th, 1941, and the bombing at Pearl Harbor? Mm-hmm. And do you remember how you heard that message?
Somebody told me.
Do you remember then, as the United States went to war, there was rationing? Does any of that ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, I remember the rationing.
Mm-hmm. Your mother was such a great cook. Remember, you couldn't get butter and...
Oh, yes. All sorts of things we couldn't get.
I mean, she made everything from scratch. She was a great mm-hmm. cook and made all that damson plum jam and root beer. And would mm-hmm. she make blackberries from the blackberries there?
Yeah.
Because you were kind of later on a blackberry snob because you didn't like those blackberries up there.
No.
Those wild blackberries.
We did. We did like the tame ones.
Oh.
We liked the black ones.
Mm-hmm. As the 40s move along...
You met Dad later on, kind of near Laguna Beach in California.
At the Victor Hugo Inn.
It was just outside of Laguna.
Uh-huh.
Your grandmother lived somewhere near there on a bluff before it was all developed in a little house. There was some sort of party, and Dad was there on leave for 2 weeks, maybe?
Yeah. It was at one of those USO or whatever it was dances.
Yeah, one of those dances. And you were taking care of your grandmother, but uh-huh. she took you to the party, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you remember distinctly the first time you laid eyes on him?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
It was at that dance. I was dancing with a friend of his, and he came and cut in. And that's when I met him.
Were you taken with him right away?
Yes, uh-huh. He's wonderful looking and... very attractive, but I didn't think much more of it than that, you know. He was just a dance. Then he came to see me, I guess.
Your grandmother lived kind of out, sort of far away from there.
Uh-huh.
And he got a friend to lend him his Jeep, and he drove out to your grandmother's. You and Dad would walk along the beach.
Right.
Then somehow, were you back at the Victor Hugo Inn again? And
they went into the bathroom and were talking. And when they came out, they realized I was right there and heard what they were talking about. But I didn't.
But you acted like you
but
did.
But I acted like I did. And they were very embarrassed because they'd been talking about me. He said something about he thought he was in love with me and things like that.
So it sounds like for Dewey it was almost love at first sight here.
Well, it was pretty much.
But took you a little longer to... come
well,
around?
Yeah, yes, I just didn't think that, I don't know, I didn't think he was going to be around. I thought he was just there for the day and gone.
He was there for just 2 weeks, but you decided after 2 weeks, because didn't he ask you to marry him?
Yes, he did.
The day before he was going back in the war. He was a dive bomber. In the war.
Dauntless dive bomber.
In the Marines.
Yes.
So within that 2 week period then, when he was about to leave, where were you?
We were on the beach walking along.
Did that come as a shock?
Well, it came as a surprise. I hadn't really thought of it because I didn't think he was going to be around. Maybe the next day he was leaving, so I hadn't thought of it really.
Right. So then...
But it was a nice surprise.
And what was your response?
Yes.
You were married April 2nd, 1945. You would have been 25.
Yeah.
And let's state his full name right now.
Dewey Follett Martlett.
He was born March 28th, 1919.
Yes.
In Marietta, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He was a year older than you.
Yes.
So he would have been 26 and you 25
when
he asked you to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Had you dated a lot before then?
Not a lot, but some.
So when this guy comes along...
Well, it was different. He was different, definitely.
What was it about him that you liked?
I don't know. I liked his looks. I liked everything about him. I liked his looks very much, and I liked the way he talked and what he said.
He graduated from Princeton
mm-hmm.
with a degree in geological engineering in 1942,
mm-hmm.
and then he served in the Marine Corps during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Trained by the Navy, and he was a dive bomber pilot for the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Did he talk about any experiences in the war? Did he tell you some stories?
He didn't talk much about it.
he did not talk about it very much at all to me. But there was a story that he was bombing a particular target, and he missed the target, and then he realized, but he hit a railroad track, so he felt pretty good about that. He talked very little about the war.
Mm-hmm.
You were married in 1945 when the war was about to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
See, April 2nd of 45, and the war was over with in June. He was still on duty for those months until the war was over.
They got married in Capistrano, the mission.
Why San Juan Capistrano mission?
Oh, well, that was where we went to church, near my grandmother's house. So we went to church there, and that's why we're married there.
Did the swallows really return every year?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. The swallows came back every year.
And then you went on a honeymoon with Dad, but his mother and mother's sister, Aunt Harriet, kind of came along with you.
Yeah, they did.